It's one nightmare that is sure to either wake me up or ruin my sleep. I'm about to be introduced to speak at some very important gathering. I have nothing to say. I've run out of time to prepare anything. They're introducing a man who has no idea what he's going to talk about. But you know, I'm not the only one who has nightmares like that, about not being prepared. In fact, they say it's one of the more common themes of our bad dreams. Now, what you're unprepared for depends on your situation at that point. Some people have nightmares about not being prepared for an exam, or to give a report, or to conduct an important meeting, or to have important guests arrive at your house. Whatever your thing is, that not ready thing is real nightmare material. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the unprepared nightmare. For most of us, there's one not ready scenario that should be our ultimate nightmare. The nightmare of suddenly having our life end and being unprepared to stand before God. To be unprepared to enter eternity. That nightmare is really going to happen unless we prepare in the only way God says we can. Jesus portrayed this nightmare scenario, actually, in Luke 12, verses 16 to 20. It's our word for today from the Word of God. He described a rich man whose business was booming, who said, "This is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I'll say to myself, you have plenty of good things laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry." But God said to him, "You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you." Now here's a man who's put a lot of time and energy into being prepared for living his life and no preparation into being prepared for losing his life. Maybe like someone who's listening today. For you, for me, there will come a day when God will say, "This very night, this very day, your life will be demanded from you." Only he knows when your appointment with him is, and it can't be rescheduled, it can't be canceled, it can't be postponed. And standing before God at that moment is the worst nightmare of all if we have not had our sins forgiven by him. If we're still carrying the sins of our life, we have no hope of entering God's perfect heaven. We have no hope of avoiding hell. But you don't have to be unprepared, because Jesus Christ has died to pay for every wrong thing, every selfish thing, every hurting thing you've ever done. And when you reach out to him to be your personal rescuer from your sin and from its penalty, you are forgiven of your sin, and you are made ready to meet God whenever that is. But maybe you've been putting a lot of other things ahead of dealing with Jesus, things that will seem so trivial in light of eternity. Maybe you've never really rejected Jesus, but then you've never really accepted him for yourself either. Well, not to decide is to decide. I mean, if you don't grab a rescuer's hand, you are deciding to die. Maybe you've been relying on your Christianity to save you, but not on Christ. Well, then you're not ready to meet God. But you can be, this very day. Jesus has said, "He that comes to me, I will never cast out." And this is your day to come home to him. Would you tell him right where you are? "Jesus, I am yours from this moment on. You went to a cross to pay the penalty for every wrong thing I've ever done against God. You walked out of your grave under your own power. You're alive today, and I want to belong to you from today on. I am putting all my trust in you, who died for me." You are at the crossroads where there is a cross, and your decision there literally determines your eternity. I want to do everything I can to help you cross that line today, and that's what our website is for. It's called thenewstory.com. I would urge you to get there as soon as you can today and find there the information that will help you secure once and for all your eternity. Jesus came to take your hell so he could give you his heaven.
A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.